You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
Taco Man Radio is on the air. Live from the multi-million dollar sports studios here in the city by the bay, San Francisco, California, this is Johnny Taco and his All-Stars, a.k.a. Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition for the next couple of hours. Guess what? We'll entertain you. We'll inform you. We'll talk sports. If you want to join us, you can on the toll-free 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. You can tweet us at Taco Man Radio. Lots of things to talk about. Johnny Manziel. No longer Johnny Football, Johnny Unemployed. Straight up, Donald Trump said he predicted him for greatness. Speaking of Donald Trump, we'll poke some fun at Donald Trump tonight with John Oliver. My man Carlos Mencia will be here, of course, as will my co-host. Talk about Big Zachy Tag Young and Dominic Minnis. Open phone lines coast to coast. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. The NFL Draft. The Warriors still winning. So are the San Antonio Spurs. Lots of things to talk about, folks. This is Johnny Talking to His All-Stars, Sports Overnight in America, the weekend edition, live on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM, Satellite Radio, CRN2, and AFN Radio.
Everywhere, man. 20 million songs from 450,000 artists. iHeartRadio.
Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota.
I create my own radio stations.
iHeartRadio. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
Let me tell you something. You black people come in here and put weight nachos, and then you go home and put it on your burger. Air not for your burger.
Welcome back to Johnny Talking to All-Star Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition. Open phone lines coast to coast, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. I am the aforementioned Johnny Taco on the line from the City of Angels. I'll bring in Zach Attack Young in just a second. Dominic Jimenez as well. Zach Attack, what's on your plate tonight, my brother?
Oh, we got all kinds of things going on in L.A. sports, so we're going to talk Lakers, Clippers, Dodgers, you name it.
Straight up, and Big D, Dominic Jimenez, what's on your plate?
We got basketball, some more basketball, a little more basketball, and then some football stuff. So we got a lot to talk about.
Well, let's talk about the Warriors straight up. 59-6 tonight, 59-6 now. Was that a scary game tonight? Come on, the Warriors are, they're too good to really lose too many games this year. They're going to break that record. But tonight, according to the headlines here, survive, sun scare. Was it a survival?
Well, they were down about 6 points with about 7 minutes left in the fourth quarter. Steph Curry missed most of the third quarter with foul trouble. It was a close game. The Suns came out blazing, no pun intended there. The Warriors were a little flat again. I'm sure Zach and all of Los Angeles is still relishing that win over the Warriors last Sunday. But yeah, the Warriors, it was a close game. They've kind of looked a little bit off. Andre Iguodala's hurt again, so he's going to be out the next 2 weeks, thinning out the bench. Harrison Barnes is doing absolutely nothing. The Warriors, it's going to be tough breaking that record.
Zach, so the LA team wins the game, huh?
Yeah, one of the six. I mean, if you gotta pick a game to win, I mean, that's not too bad, I'd say.
Yeah. Hey, so let's talk about this March Madness thing. Of course, we're in the beginning of March now, and this is everybody's talking about the Final Four eventually, and they've got their brackets, and even the president gets involved with this stuff. I'm not a big college basketball guy, Dom, so I'm throwing it straight to you. Go take it away.
Yeah, you know, college basketball is not my forte, but there's just something about March that gets me really excited. I'll watch games throughout the season, but man, when it comes down to the crunch time, you got the conference tournaments right now, and then the big national championship tournament. It gets really exciting. You've kind of got the same kind of heavy hitters, the teams that are going to be the top teams. You know, you got your Duke, your North Carolina, Villanova, those kind of teams, Kansas, Michigan State. They're going to be the same heavy hitters that there always are. But one thing that I've realized this season is that there's not one or two teams that are kind of just dominating everything. You know, normally we see a team like Kentucky or Duke or something like that. Two teams that only have maybe two losses at this point in the year. They just are steamrolling everybody. This year is really a season about parity in college basketball, which is not something you see all that often. There's a lot of very good teams. There's a lot of good teams, but there's no excellent teams.
We're talking college basketball. Open phone lines all over the world. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. So where are the who would you say is the odds on favorite, Zach Attack, to go into the Final Four? Can you name four teams that you're happy with?
To go into the Final Four. You know, right now, like, Gonzaga just lost, but they look like a pretty good team that could possibly get there. I don't know. It's kind of difficult. It's difficult to predict that, you know, with the.
But that's why these guys get these brackets, right? That's why everybody gets these brackets of like 40 teams. How many teams, Dominic? How many teams start off in this?
I believe it's up to 68 at this point. You got your regular 64, and then they got a couple, you know, like play-in games to determine who the last seeds are. So I think it's up to 68 teams at this point.
So a lot. You know, I'm looking at college basketball, and I'm checking the headlines here, and I'm not seeing any Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's, any Michael Jordan's, anything like that coming out of college basketball, at least not in this year. Am I missing something here, Dominic?
I don't know if we want to go as far as saying Michael or Kareem, but Ben Simmons at LSU, he's probably going to be a one-and-done. He's got the, you know, size and skill set, and he's getting compared to LeBron James a lot. He's like 6'9", 6'10", can handle the ball, can score down low. He's got a nice mid-range game. I think Ben Simmons is going to be the biggest name. If he's not the number one pick in the draft, I would be completely surprised.
Okay, let's shift gears back to the NBA. Of course, the Warriors and winners now 59-6 as far as their record is concerned. But the other team considered the second best team in basketball right now, the San Antonio Spurs. They won their 41st game at home. And Dominic, unfortunately, they can't battle it out for the final NBA title because I think they're in the same conference, but But that looks like it's going to be the Super Bowl, isn't it?
Yeah, it looks like it's going to be one of those things where we get the Super Bowl before we even get to the Super Bowl. The conference championship has the potential to be even better than the Super Bowl. And that's the way it's rolling. I've been saying it all year. The Warriors have been terrific, but hey, the Spurs are still right there. Well, here we are, 66 games into the season, and the Spurs are still just 3.5 games back. The Warriors have set the record for the most consecutive home wins. Well, guess what? Them in record two. So what the Spurs are doing is absolutely amazing, even staying close to the Warriors, being able to kind of keep pace. So if the Warriors do slip up here and the Spurs keep rolling, the Warriors have to be careful. They can lose that number one seed. As unfathomable as that is looking at their record, they can lose the number one seed still.
Of course, the Spurs just, 41 straight home wins. That's incredible. Of course, that's a record for the franchise. But you know, when it boils down to it, it's going to boil down whether Steph Curry can hit those 3-point shots. I mean, that seems to be what everybody's talking about. Of course, people are still knocking the Warriors. And another NBA veteran this week came out and said that he didn't like the style of the game now, and he thought the style had been changed. I mean, hasn't the 3-point shot been around since like 79 or something like that?
Yeah, it's been around for a while.
Yeah.
I mean, this is just really the first time we've seen a guy. I think we can safely say master the 3-point line. And Steph Curry, the Warriors live and die by Steph Curry. And when he's not going right, the Warriors, especially the last month, are not playing well enough to make up for that. Steph Curry's been bailing them out a lot of late, and they're going to need to get things clicking here. I don't know if they're getting bored or what it is, but they got to get things rolling here if they want to make a serious run at a repeat title.
Yeah, but you got to figure, you know, There's a lot of pressure on these guys right now. I mean, there really is a lot of pressure. I mean, whether they want to admit it or not, they're going for this record. It's a franchise record. It's a league record. They're going for it, man. No doubt about it. I mean, this is what they live, dream, and eat.
No, you're absolutely right. But and these guys have said it a lot, and I think that they're right. The record, beating the Bulls record, that'd be great. But the record means almost nothing if you don't win that title. And we see that a lot in professional sports, you know. We talk about the Patriots had a perfect regular season, but they didn't win the Super Bowl, so nobody really cares at that point. We talk more about the Patriots' one loss rather than they were 16-0 in the regular season, and I think that's kind of what the Warriors are going to be like here if they don't repeat as champs, if they do break the Bulls' record.
Interesting. For Steph Curry, the MVP, probably. I guess we're going to start calling him like almost like he's like a basketball god. I mean, the guy hasn't been around nearly as long as some of the names we just mentioned, like, of course, say Michael Jordan and people like that. But he's leaving his impression. I mean, the Warriors winning the Super Bowl basically of basketball, the NBA title last year. They're poised to win it again. I mean, really can't take anything away from the Warriors, no doubt about that. Some other scores tonight: Indiana Pacers 112-105 over Dallas. Detroit was a 125-111 winner over the Philadelphia 76ers. 76ers are sort of hapless now, 9-57. Miami was a winner on the road at Toronto. They won over Toronto. I take that back. Toronto was a winner at home, 112-104 over Miami. And Houston came up short, 125-109 against Charlotte. Straight up some of your NBA scores. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, live all across America. This is Johnny talking to his all-stars. Join us on the toll-free. I dare you. 1-800, I'm just kidding. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. We'll talk to Johnny Manziel a little bit later in the show. Of course, Johnny Manziel flopping, being cut. He's unemployed, man. He's been fired, sort of like Donald Trump. We'll talk about that a little bit later. John Oliver straight up coming up in our next segment. Of course, Mr. Oliver going to talk about Donald Trump and more right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Once again, it's your show. Want to call? Let us know. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. The Twitter thing, that's happening as well. At Taco Man Radio. Speaking of Taco Man Radio, I am Johnny Taco. My all-stars are with me, Zach Attack Young and Dominic Jimenez. Straight up, this is Johnny Taco and his all-stars, Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition, live from the West Coast, the only live network show in America, live from the West Coast, the city by the bay, San Francisco, California, and the multi-billion dollar Sports Byline Studios, a.k.a. Johnny Taco's Grill. Because there's nothing left for me to do. Turn away. All your alibis. There Here's an urgent alert from the student loan hotline.
If you're in the market
the
for a power scooter,
the average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings. Savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hartway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
Just time for a quick recap of the week, and we begin with the US election, or as you may know it, the Clowntown F*** the World Show 2016. This was a particularly big week for the Republican Party, with Donald Trump winning seven states on Super Tuesday and two more last night. And while yesterday's wins were a little narrower, it does appear that Republican voters have, for the time being, decided not to make Donald Trump again. Hashtag make Donald Trump again. In fact, Trump's opponents spent the week seeming increasingly desperate.
He's always calling me Little Marco. And I'll admit, the guy, he's taller than me, he's like 6'2", which is why I don't understand why his hands are the size of someone who's 5'2". Have you seen his hands? They're like this. And you know what they say about men with small hands? You can't trust them.
No, that is not what they say about men with small hands. And if you can't say the word penis, don't imply the word penis. Because at that point, it's not even an insult, it's a Christian rock lyric. But even as primary voters embrace Trump, the Republican establishment is rejecting him like a transplanted organ, which is fitting as Trump does resemble a kidney dropped on the floor at a Supercuts. But to truly reject an organ, you need white blood cells, and the GOP called up the whitest blood cell of them all.
Now, Donald Trump tells us that he is very, very smart. I'm afraid that when it comes to foreign policy, he is very, very not smart.
Okay. And that is very, very not a very good insult. But Romney wasn't alone. Prominent Republicans lined up to publicly attack their own party's frontrunner.
I'm just hopeful that we aren't faced with the possibility of having Mr. Trump as our nominee.
I cannot in good conscience vote for him, and I will not.
If we nominate Donald Trump and put him on a glide path to the nomination, Republicans will be committing an abortion on their own party, and it will be the end of the Republican Party as we know it.
Holy You know they're getting desperate when they're just throwing in their favorite buzzwords. He won't just be an abortion, he'll be a Sharia law wrapped in a Benghazi-themed gay wedding. And I mean it. I'm not understating that. I mean it. But Trump, not surprisingly, Trump hit back hard at his critics with his tiny hamster-sized fists during Thursday's debate.
He referred to my hands. If they're small, something else must be small. I guarantee you there's no problem. I guarantee it.
That's right. Donald Trump just talked about his during a presidential debate. Which I presume looks like a cheetah with a cheese dust rubbed on. I presume. That's a guess. But you know what? I'm glad he brought it up. Mainly because I now have an excuse to play you something that we didn't have time to include last week. Specifically, an audiobook excerpt from his ex-wife Ivana's For Love Alone, a barely fictionalized account of their marriage as read by Morgan Fairchild.
In a moment, they were on the floor, on top of the meat coat, Katrinka's legs gripping his waist as he moved deeper and deeper into her. As Adam pulled away from her, his fell for a moment into the valley between her legs, leaving a smear of on the dark silk. He smiled with satisfaction. Now you have to keep the coat, he said.
Oh, that is horrible, although... Whatever you think about that, you can't say jizzing all over your girlfriend's clothes is not presidential, okay?
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
With Johnny Taco.
I want to have these guys go into the film tomorrow and turn on the tape and say this guy's doing things right and this guy's really fighting hard to pick this up and to make plays. So, you know, that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to, you know, make an impression and you know, leave a little bit of a lasting memory coming off these games.
Live from the West Coast, 29 and a half minutes past hour, you are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, iHeartRadio, SiriusXM, Satellite Radio, CRN2. I mean, we can go like there's 1,000 different networks and outlets and internet platforms, but if you're listening to us, we thank you so much for tuning in to the only live show in the continental USA right now, live from the Sports Byline Studios in the city by the Bay, San Francisco, California. Now, while my one co-host, Dominic Jimenez, is getting a massage. See, he lives in Hillsborough, California. He gets a massage about 10:30 every night, so we don't bother him for a couple of minutes. So we'll bring in Zach Attack Young right now. And Zach Attack, what's happening down there in L.A.? I mean, all kinds of L.A. stuff. And, of course, you are known as Donald Sterling's stepson. But take it from there.
Yeah, and as Donald Sterling's stepson, of course, I know all about the Clippers.
Let's go. Let's roll.
Well, yeah, I mean, the Clippers are doing well right now. You know, they beat the Oklahoma City Thunder recently. They kind of dominated them in that game, and they still don't even have their star player. Blake Griffin has been out for a long time, but they're holding on to the number four spot in the West, and I think they're in pretty good position for the playoffs.
Interesting. Of course, now it's the Clippers. Now, the Lakers won that game over the Warriors. How are the Lakers looking as far as the draft is concerned? Are they looking at, will they be picking number one or two or somewhere around there or what?
Yeah, they will. And Ben Simmons, who Dom was actually talking about earlier, he was a high school teammate of D'Angelo Russell, who was their number two pick last year. So if they can get Ben Simmons, then that would be the ideal pick for them. I mean, he already would have chemistry with Russell. He came out to Russell's game when they played in New Orleans, and he was wearing a Russell jersey. So, I mean, that would be a good combination for the Lakers if they were able to get him.
Are we looking at a coaching change here with the LA Lakers? I mean, do you see that happening before they tip off for the next season?
I think so. I mean, Byron Scott, he's done, you know, he's had his detractors this year, and I mean, I'm one of them. I don't think he's done a very good job, but now these young guys are kind of starting to come into their own, and he probably deserves a little bit of credit for that. I mean, D'Angelo Russell's been playing just ridiculously the last few weeks. He's averaging over 20 points, you know, as a rookie, still not even starting the full game. So that's a good look for him. Julius Randle pretty much gets a double-double every time he steps on the floor. Jordan Clarkson's doing well, so he deserves some credit for that. And now they're starting to come together, and they've won two of their last three, including a win over the Golden State Warriors.
Okay. So if you know what, if it boiled down to like getting the last, you know, getting the first pick, I think I would tell my guys, look, man, we're gonna lose games. I'm sorry. I probably would go out there and say that. I'd probably be banned from the NBA, but I would go out there and tell them, you know, let's not try too hard. Let's get that pick. I mean, we really want to improve things next year. And D'Angelo Russell's not a dumb guy, and Byron Scott's not a dumb guy either. But I think the worse they play down the stretch, the better it is for the LA Lakers, obviously.
No, that makes a lot of sense. The only thing with the NBA that they do is, you know, they do the lottery. Yeah. So it's like, yeah, it's all kind of random. You know, yeah, it's like you get more balls the worst place that you're in, but it's still kind of random. Like, just because you get last place, you're not guaranteed to get the number one pick.
Speaking of the L.A. teams, the Lakers, Chick Curran, the legendary broadcaster of the L.A. Lakers, called his 2,500 straight Laker game on this day in 1992. The streak began in November of 1965. I worked a couple of broadcasts with Chick Curran doing boxing down there in L.A. at the Forum, and he was a class act. So what's happening with the L.A. Rams? Now, they're not in Inglewood yet, but are they going to play in L.A. this year?
Yeah, they're going to play in LA this year. It looks like they're going to play in the Coliseum and at the Rose Bowl. So that'll be interesting to see. And the Inglewood Stadium should be done in the next few years. And I mean, it's supposed to be just like as state of the art as it gets. So I'm sure a lot of fans will be looking forward to that.
So you do realize though that the hood is right across the street from that piece of property they're about to build, that, right? You realize that, right?
Oh yeah, I mean it's famous for that, you know, but it's famous for the Forum too. So I mean, there's gonna be a little bit.
I remember Zach. I remember going to the Forum for big time fights. We'll be talking about that with Pat Russell in hour number two. But there would be drive bys in L.A. I mean, it wouldn't be a big thing, you know. So yeah, you know, so what? It was a drive by a few blocks away, but you know, we didn't go too far off the beaten path down there. And as far as the Forum was concerned, but man, the Forum is kicking ass. Talk to me about the Dodgers. What's going on with the Dodgers?
Well, the Dodgers, I mean, they're not really looking as strong as last year, you know, I don't think, at least in terms of their pitching, but the overall team, I think, looks a little better. You know, they've added some bats, and I think that the fielding is going to be better this year. So I think that it's going to be a lot more difficult for them to win the West, the NL West. I mean, they're going to have the Giants right there with them, but They're in a pretty good position this year, and I think we'll see them in the playoffs.
We usually talk baseball, Paco and Taco talking baseball, but Paco couldn't get some phone service. Some phone service went down in Puerto Rico today. I guess it's storming back there, and they need their water. Because, hey, Zach, when I was in Puerto Rico a few months back, they were cutting down the water to where you can only use the water 2 days a week. You can only turn your water on 2 days a week. Imagine 2 days a week. I mean, people in Flint even get 7 days a week water.
Yeah, that's crazy to think. I mean,
2 days a week.
Rough in other countries, though. Yeah, that's wild to just not have water for that long.
All right, so what's going on as far as Colin Kaepernick's concerned? Are there Chip Kelly? Are they talking about trading him down there to L.A.? Is L.A. want him or something like that or what?
Yeah, they've been talking about bringing him to L.A. They've been talking about bringing Robert Griffin III to L.A. Kaepernick, I mean, is also rumored to go to the Broncos. So it's going to be interesting to see where he ends up. I think if he went to the L.A. Rams, I mean, they've got one of the best running backs in the league, Todd Gurley. They have a pretty solid defense. And I think they're starting to build a team. They were better than the Niners last year. I mean, it would be a slight upgrade for him over last year.
Your favorite guy, Peyton Manning, retired this week. The alleged sexual assaulter, Osweiler, is he going to be able to? I mean, is that why they're talking about Kaepernick and things like that? They're not happy with Osweiler, or what? Denver.
Osweiler is actually reported to be going to the Texans.
He's leaving, Houston, huh? Texans.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. I mean, for him, I don't know why you'd do that. I think you would want to try to work out a deal with the Broncos, who just won the Super Bowl. But apparently, he wants to go to the Texans.
Some guys are a little bit crazy. We'll talk combat sports in the next segment. We'll also talk some NFL, straight up NBA and baseball. Open phone lines coast to coast, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. And I think we'll be joined in this next segment by Dominic Jimenez. His massage is over at 10:35, so he should be back with us in a few minutes. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Johnny Taco Those All-Stars live from San Francisco.
Nicholas Rowley, Courtney Rowley, Dominic Pachota. are trial lawyers who deeply care about their clients. The Trial Lawyers for Justice Law Firm, with offices in Des Moines, Waterloo, Decorah, Iowa, St. Paul, Minnesota, Chicago, and California. Trial Lawyers for Justice handles catastrophic personal injury, wrongful death, and medical malpractice cases throughout the country. The Trial Lawyers for Justice firm has won through caring about clients and refusing to settle cheap and believing in the justice system hundreds of millions of dollars in record-setting jury verdicts and settlements. Injury victims and their families will call 888-811-0844, 888-811-0844. And do it now if you believe you have a case and get the justice you and your family members deserve. Call 888-811-0844. Trial Lawyers for Justice.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
It's time now for the Combat Sports Update, brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or at WBOboxing.com. Take it away, Taco Man.
Unbeaten WBO lightweight champion Terry Flanagan of the UK, 30-0 now, 12 KOs, a 12-round unanimous nod over a fellow Englishman, Derry Matthews. Matthews not having a great record, 38-9 coming in, obviously going out 30-10 and 38-10 with a couple of draws and 20 whacks. Saturday night, the Echo Arena, Liverpool, of course, the home of the fabulous Beatles. Speaking of the Beatles, talk about George Martin having departed this planet at the age of 90 this past week. What the godfather of the Beatles he was, no question about it. Both fighters had their moments, but no doubt about it, Flanagan pulled away and won by scores 117-110, 115-112, and again 117-110. Again, Flanagan unbeaten, the WBO champion. The WBO interim title, 130 pounds, was up for stake. And, of course, Rocky Martinez, the champion. If ever there was a tough guy, just an absolute tough guy. I mean, the guy just grit and battle. That's more than grit and guts than talent. It's Rocky Martinez. Rocky Martinez got hurt, was unable to step in and defend his WBO 130-pound junior lightweight title. Instead, Miguel Burchett is, of course, is the number one contender. Now 29-1, 26 KOs. Scored a brutal six-round KO over number three ranked George Jupe. Jupe came in at 13-1, left 13-2, only four KOs. Man, he was sort of pushing that title fight maybe a little bit too early. Anyway, he claims the vacant WBO interim title. Now, we go to the world of MMA, and of course, that means Zach Attack Young. Zach, why is Nate Diaz getting so little respect? I mean, still, he whips Conor McGregor, and people are saying, they're trying to say it's a bit of a fluke. I thought he beat Conor. He just beat Conor down, and he choked him out.
Well, you know, I mean, he should get credit for beating him because he was the underdog in that fight. I mean, I don't know how much credit you want to give him. He was the naturally bigger guy, but he deserves credit because, I mean, Conor McGregor is a beast in his own right, and he finished him in the fight, and I mean, he got the finish in the fight of the night, so that's a lot to accomplish.
But he comes in, you know, he comes in like he's 145-pound champion. He's a big 145-pounder. You and I talked about him really being a lightweight that's able to suck down to 145 from 155. But, 145 and fighting a guy like Nate Diaz who walks around at probably about 170, 175, 180, no heavier than that. Nate Diaz is always in shape. You know, he's always in shape. So, you know, Nate took this fight on 10 days' notice. And like he said, they'll never give him a full camp to train for an opponent like that. How come? They just don't want – is it they don't like him or is he not one of the guys?
No, I honestly think just in this particular instance, they offered the fight to so many guys. I mean, if you saw the list, they offered it to Aldo, you know. They offered it to Frankie Edgar, supposedly. They offered it to Chad Mendes. They offered it to Donald Cerrone. Like, they went through a long list of opponents, and they asked him, and he accepted. He was just the guy to accept, so – I don't think necessarily they didn't want him to have a full camp. I mean, they didn't expect their guy to pull out with 11 days left.
Well, of course, he pulls out, and then Nate Diaz steps in and whoops him at 170 pounds. Folks, the young man was the champion at 145. This fight was going to be a 155 against Rafael Dos Anjos, the current lightweight champion out of Brazil. But he turned up lame. He got hurt as a 10 or 11 days out. So Nate Diaz stepped in on late notice, and they fought this fight at 170 pounds. Conor McGregor picked Nate Diaz, and Conor McGregor picked the weight at 170. So Conor McGregor, I mean, he was gassed. He was gassed early. It was obviously a small guy fighting a big guy there, Zach.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that was just what it was. I mean, he put on all that extra weight, and when you put on extra weight like that, you don't have as much stamina. So he ran out of stamina, because I don't think his stamina's bad. I mean, a lot of his fights end early, but you could tell that he can go the rounds, and he went the rounds against like Max Holloway with a torn ACL. So I think he can go the rounds. It's just when you put on all that extra weight, it's really going to wear on you throughout the course of a fight.
Holly Holm pulls off the upset of 2015, probably the biggest upset in a long time, and not really when you look at it on paper. We just happen to be blind to Ronda Rousey having smoked every opponent she has stepped into the octagon before and being undefeated and being so dominant in this net. Of course, Holly Holm took her to school, licked her like a stamp, just kidding, talking about women there, licked her like a stamp, down there in Australia. And of course, that was the latter part of last year. Already this year, Holly Holm wanted to fight not once, but twice, maybe three times. She thought she was going to fight Ronda Rousey in a rematch that was supposed to take place in July. But Ronda Rousey said she wouldn't be ready in July because three or four of her teeth are still loose. So in stepped Miesha Tate to sub for Holly to sub for Ronda Rousey and take on Miesha Tate and Holly Holm in this title bout. And Holly Holm's winning the bout, but man, you know, the way she got beaten, this and that, having gotten beaten, lost that big money payday against Ronda Rousey, that seemed to be a dumb move promotionally, wasn't it, by Lenny Frescas? I mean, we give him lots of credit in the past. I mean, the guy came from a busboy, a Mexican-American busboy, to a multimillionaire owning his own island over there in Hawaii. But that was a dumbass move.
Yeah, that was. I mean, I think that they might as well have waited for the Ronda fight. I don't know. At the end of the day, in that fight, I don't think Miesha Tate like completely proved that she was like the superior fighter. I mean, she got the better of Holly Holm, no doubt. But it was a competitive fight. And
have you ever been choked? Zach, I'm going to ask you, have you ever been choked out?
No, I've never been choked
out. All right, that's what I'm trying to say. Once you get choked out, or you're about to... like, you know, things are getting thin here, and the oxygen's getting thin. Your eyes are starting to close. This and that. It's got to be a gripping experience. And I really don't think that Holly Holm's going to come back well from this. And I don't think that Ronda Rousey will come back well from her beating. I mean, I think they're going to both be damaged goods. Now, why do I say that? Because, you know, Mike Tyson, nobody thought he was going to lose to Kevin McBride and end his career in 2006, did they?
No, nobody thought that. It definitely looked like a winnable fight for Tyson.
But that's what I'm trying to say is right now there might not be any winnable fights as far as these two ladies are concerned. I'm talking about Holly Holm and Ronda Rousey. Of course, they want to do the rematch. No, it's going to happen. Miesha Tate and Ronda Rousey will hook it up once again. This is Daniel's Dana's attempt, and I think this is where Lenny Fresca's and Team Fresca's Team Holma fell right into the trap. They took this Misha Tate fight, and this is exactly what I think Dana wanted. Dana wanted to get the belt away from Holly because, you know, he has no control over Holly with Lenny Fresquez. Get into Misha Tate's hands. Now he's got Misha Tate and Ronda Rousey going at it, seeing Ronda's already beat her twice. She'll be the favorite to beat her again. And then she gets Ronda back on top, and then maybe they do Ronda and Holly once again. But, you know, having lost a couple of stars, three stars in the last 4 or 5 months, talk about Dana White in the UFC, Conor McGregor getting smoked. To Nate Diaz, Holly Holm losing, and Ronda Rousey losing. How do you think this is affecting me? Think you're smoking a lot of that medical marijuana these days, or what?
I'm pretty sure. I mean, he does that all the time. You know, it's. I'm sure he's now just celebrating. And the thing that's really funny that the story that came out this week is because of the way that the fight was set up. You know, there's usually a 6-week medical suspension, right? Mm-hmm. So. The fight was on, you know, what was it, March 4th, I believe, and a 6 weeks from that is April 20th. So he's suspended until April 20th, which is just, I don't know, it's just a tasty bit of irony, I suppose.
Manny Pacquiao arrived in Los Angeles today, earlier today. Of course, he's hooking up with Tim Bradley April 9th on HBO. Or is it HBO, or are they going to try to push that thing on pay-per-view? Pay-per-view, huh?
That's pay-per-view, which... I don't understand who's going to buy that, but yes, that is on pay-per-view, Pedro.
I know, but I mean, that's not a pay-per-view fight. Is this Manny Pacquiao's swan song? Is it all over after this?
I would think so. I mean, it definitely seems like they're trying to put him in with an opponent that, I mean, it'll probably sell pretty well. I would have preferred to have seen him fight Crawford just because we've already seen the Bradley fight twice, but...
Oh, Chong, no, they wouldn't put
it. This will suffice.
Zach, we put him in with Terrence Crawford, we get him chewed up and spit out. They don't want to get him chewed up and spit out. They want to put him in something where maybe he's not going to get hurt and make some money.
No, you're right, but I mean, Terrence Crawford is starting to build a name, and that would have been more exciting for the fan. Wouldn't you rather see him fight?
Of course I would, but I'm telling you, from Manny Pacquiao's point of view, from that fairy little Filipino's point of view, he would get lit up like a White House Christmas tree.
Yeah, geez, I mean, for the warrior this guy is supposed to be, you know, for them to put him in with Timothy Bradley in his last fight, I don't know, that kind of makes his reputation take a hit, doesn't it?
Well, you know, his reputation, I thought, took a hit. These lawsuits still haven't been settled as far as him going into the ring against Floyd Mayweather and injured last year. Of course, I made a big stink about that. People say to me, why would you make a stink about it, Pedro? Because he couldn't have beat Floyd Mayweather if they fought 100 times. It doesn't matter. He still should have went in there close to 100%. This is your Combat Sports Update brought to you by the WBO. Of course, you can follow the WBO on Facebook or go to the WBO's website, WBOboxing.com. Speaking of WBO, one of the referees will be our star in hour number two. I'm talking about Big Pat Russell out of San Diego, California. Pat Russell, of course, in that controversial Jesse Vargas-Tim Bradley fight. I forgot to ask him about that, but straight up, Pat Russell will be here in hour number two. Now, let's switch gears. Is Dominic done from the massage? Are you out of the jacuzzi now, Big D?
Oh, yeah, I'm out of the jacuzzi and into the whirlpool now, so I've got my setup just on the side of my whirlpool. I'm rolling. I'm very comfortable.
Okay, so talk to me about baseball here. What's happening? What's going on with baseball? Of course, the spring training off and running. The Yankees and the Rays are playing tonight. Paco told me on the phone. So what's happening?
Yeah, you know, spring training is rolling. I don't think there's anything too substantial to report in terms of the players and the physical games. However, Bryce Harper came out and said that he wanted to change baseball. He wanted to change the perception of baseball. And I think he had a really good point. He talks about, you know, like the lack of flamboyancy in baseball, all those kind of things. You know, he wants to bring style. He wants to bring flair. He wants to bring some excitement to the game. He wants the perception of baseball players being boring and everything like that. He wants to change that. And I think Bryce Harper's the perfect guy to do it. He made the comparison. You know, he goes, soccer's got Ronaldo, soccer's got Beckham, baseball's got Curry, basketball's got LeBron. But baseball's traditionally, the stereotype of baseball players is that they're really bland. And I think Bryce Harper is the right guy to go ahead and try to change things. He's a young guy. He's arguably the best player in baseball. I think he's got kind of a bit of an uphill battle just because of how traditionalist baseball is. But I like Bryce Harper's approach to wanting to revolutionize the way players are seen in the modern day.
Well, how are players seen in the modern day? I mean, you want to go back to having style? I mean, like Walt Frazier with the limousines and things like that? Is that what he's talking about?
Yeah, you know, I mean, all these unwritten rules of baseball, you know, with the bat flips, those are frowned upon. Having flair. Yeah, Bryce Harper, you know, he's got the huge mohawk, or at least he used to. He dyed it platinum blonde. Bryce Harper's a little bit out there, so he kind of changed in the same way that, you know, Tiger Woods changed golf, where he kind of made it cool to be a golfer, where pretty much everywhere prior to Tiger Woods kind of fit around the same type of mold. You know, middle-aged white guy, and then here comes Tiger Woods, a super athletic guy of color. He's brash. I think that's mainly what Harper's trying to change, is the perception that they want to be seen differently. They don't want, oh, he's a baseball player. Yeah, you know, he goes out there and does his thing. Bryce Harper wants to kind of turn his name into a brand, like Curry, LeBron, Ronaldo, Beckham, Messi, like these guys have. And I think he's the right guy to kind of change baseball's culture in that perspective.
But you're still talking about guys that spit tobacco and pat each other on the ass.
Yeah, and that's part of the culture he wants to change. He wants to change the way it's perceived. You know, outside of baseball and maybe parts of the South, you don't see dip and stuff like that very often. So Harper wants to make it more modern, at least on the field, you know. Guys showing more passion, more emotion, they're usually frowned upon. Jose Bautista flipping his bats, people lost their minds over that. Guys sliding hard because they are hustling, that gets frowned upon to an extent. Jose Valverde, one of the most animated closers of the last 10 years, he was always frowned upon because of how emotional he got on the mound. It's hard to describe and put it into a succinct way. But I get what Harper's trying to do. The stigma of baseball being, in a way, boring, he wants to change that, and I'm all for it.
All right, last question for you. Of course, Paco Valcarcel, our baseball expert, thought that Luis Severino of the Yankees was like the second coming of God. Is he that good?
He has the potential to be. You know, anytime we've got a prospect coming up, no matter what level he's at, it's kind of hard to know exactly how he's going to turn out. A perfect example of that is the Giants, when they had Madison Bumgarner in the minors, also had another guy, Tim Alderson. Well, Tim Alderson got traded to the Pirates, and he never made it past AAA. So Luis Severino, I think, is going to be very good, and he has the tools, but it's hard to anoint him anything at this point without much of a track record in MLB.
Still things to talk about. NFL in hour number two, of course, referee Pat Russell will be here. Johnny Football. Hey, how about Tim Tebow? He'll be back in the NFL. I kid you not, Tim Tebow's coming back. He'll be signed by the Eagles, I believe, on Monday. That's going to be announced in Philadelphia. So straight up, Tim Tebow, Mr. God, is back in the NFL. Open phone lines, coast to coast, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. The Twitter thing is at Taco Man Radio. This is Johnny Taco, his all-star, Zach Attack Young. Dominic Jimenez live from the Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco, California.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits.
and you are now required by law to have health insurance or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of InSphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
He is very, very not smart.
Close your eyes and I'll kiss you tomorrow.
The Fab Four, the Fab Five, George Martin, the producer extraordinaire, passed away this week at the age of 90. Sir George Martin, classic guy, of course, man that glued the Beatles together along with the late, great Brian Epstein. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Still to come, hour number two, we're going to talk the draft, of course. Hour number two, who would be your top pick in the draft, Dominic?
I would go with Laremy Tunsil. He's the right fit over there in Tennessee, especially after they just traded for DeMarco Murray. They need help on the offensive line.
And Zach Attack, where would you go?
I mean, I'm not sure. That's a tough choice.
Well, I mean, come, you only got every collegiate player out there, Zach. Stay tuned for hour number two. This is Sports Overnight America. Zach will wake up. Believe me, you are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. 1-800-878-7529. This is Sports Overnight America. Johnny Taco, hour number two, still to come on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.